our business sponsors, just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network and Oceanway at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day as we face the issues. We're talking about a subject today that I believe is imperative for Christians, conservatives, and patriots in particular to understand. Our God shall fight for us. Our God shall fight for us. By the way, that comes from Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 20. We'll talk about that further in the broadcast today. We'll be analyzing the fact that we're in a battle. Recognize the fact that the battle is for the soul of America, and the battle is also for the hearts and the minds and the lives of the child of God. The battle in America today is a demonically inspired battle being fought out in the hearts and the lives of human beings. We're going to talk about that battle. We'll talk about the answer. What does God's Word say? What should we do as Christians? How should we face the battle? We need to recognize and understand and recall that our God shall fight for us, as Nehemiah told his workers. By the way, the workers were 49,942 men and women that were joined in, coordinated together to work to rebuild the wall around Jerusalem. The wall around Jerusalem had lain in waste and debris for over 100 years, and Nehemiah felt compelled, and God directed him to go in and rebuild the wall. 49,952 people in 52 days were successful in rebuilding the wall. But it was not easy. It was a battle. It was a war. It was a conspiracy against everything that God was wanting to do in the lives of those that were coordinated and committed to carry out the work. We're going to talk about that today, the latter portion of the broadcast. We'll give information, biblical information, on what we should do, how we should respond to the demonic lies that we're seeing taking place today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing a absolute demonic battle. This is a battle, as I said a moment ago, not only for the soul of America, but also a battle to defeat every believer under the sound of my voice. We're talking about the battle that's taking place in the mindset, the hearts, and the lives of those that are demonically inspired. Oh, I call it the loose, lax, lost left, the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party. Just wrapped up their charade that took place this week when the focus was on joy. And ladies and gentlemen, there's not one thing that they're doing that brings about joy in the lives of any human being in the United States of America. We can get into the depth and the breadth of that in a moment. But let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Word of God. As you've heard me say before, and let me remind us once again, as we face issues, we need to do so looking at the events through the prism of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It is the truth book. It is the truth of the Word of God that counts. It is the only thing that we have to cling to today in this liberal society in which we're living in, a demonically inspired society that we're living in today. May I say to you, John 8:31-32, when Jesus is speaking to his disciples, he says in that text, "If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, there's a declaratory statement, "Thy word is truth." Psalms 117:2 then says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." How long is forever? It is forever. And we need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that we're living in just a very little, small tidbit of that time called eternity. It's like a fly speck on a gigantic wall. That's where we are today, and that's who we are today, and that's how we should be viewed. But yet there's a mindset somehow, some way, that people will put their invest their entire lives in the present tense, in the world in which we're living in, and not recognize there is an eternity out there before us. But we need to stand for truth. It was the secularist in the dystopian novel entitled 1984, George Orwell, made this statement: the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And I say, ladies and gentlemen, that's a fact. We're witnessing and watching it. In fact, if I can just digress for a moment, anytime Joe Biden stands up, no one, the Marxist media, will not fact check Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or Tim Walz or the entire DNC. They want the general public to embrace it and believe it as being true. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, each one of those, when they stand, you can tell when they're lying because their lips are moving. No one's fact-checking. No one is reporting the fact that Joe Biden keeps quoting, stating a lie about Donald Trump. Several areas. We're not going to get into all of the lies at this juncture, but may I say to you, it is a truth battle. And truth matters, ladies and gentlemen. There are those that may not believe it, may reject it. In fact, 55% of the millennials today, that's the 18 to 35-year-old age group, according to the latest survey, the headline says, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. The ladies and gentlemen, that's an absolute lie. In fact, the millennials go on to state, and I quote from this report, each person determines his or her own version of truth. There's not but one version of truth. It's truth. You can take a half-truth and it's a whole lie. You cannot bifurcate truth and still call it truth. And one of the things that is needed in society today, in general, not just with the Christian, not just with the conservative, not just with the patriot, but people in general need to go back to the embracing of truth. Truth matters. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made this statement. What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in Christian churches. But ladies and gentlemen, you may have watched all of the Democratic National Convention. I didn't. I watched blurbs of it. I couldn't handle more than about 3 to 5 minutes at the time. Before I had to roll the dial. And I found to my chagrin that the overwhelming majority of the networks carried verbatim, word for word, of the Democratic National Convention, whereas few of the networks carried verbatim all of the Republican National Convention. Now, you might ask the question, why? It's a very simple answer. Because there's a purpose behind what they're doing, and that mindset is to, in some way, cause us to believe what the DNC and the loose likes lost liberals want us to hear and believe and embrace. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that we are in a battle. We need to go back to truth. It was the 15th century theologian and Christian reformer, Jan Hus, that made this statement. Faithful Christians, seek the truth. Listen to the truth. Learn the truth. Love the truth. Tell the truth. Live the truth. And defend the truth. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, truth is so rejected. Even the Apostle Paul in the Galatian text in the fourth chapter, the Apostle Paul said, have I become your enemy by telling you the truth? If we're truth tellers and stand for truth, it will cause enemies, it will cause rebellion, rejection, and refusal to adhere to and to follow that which is viewed by those on the left, generally speaking, as being untrue, because people do not want to hear the truth today. We're in a sad position in society where we're watching the undermining and the destruction of the morals and ethics and the values in America, and so many will not listen to truth. May I say, truth is the core elemental foundation for our society today. And the Bible is very clear in Psalms 11:3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We're witnessing the evisceration, the total annihilation, the absolute destruction of truth in our nation today. We're taking a lie and molding and modulating and trying to bend the lie into truth. And that's an impossibility. Although I must admit that much that was said on the Democratic National Convention platforms by multitudes of voices, it was a slick lie, a slick lie. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Timeless, an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time Care is the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time Care is the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, an identifier. A easy-to-find foundational benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole atop that flagpole. Oh, glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find the flag and the flagpole, the base of the flagpole. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good, good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait to see what God does placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted that Dr. Davis is able to be with us today. I'm thankful for the input, the dialogue, and discussion that we have together on spiritual issues each and every week as we face the issues we're talking about today. Our God shall fight for us. And ladies and gentlemen, Nehemiah had 49,952 people. And according to Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 1 through chapter 6, we find that in 52 days, 49,952 people were successful in rebuilding the wall around Jerusalem, because in chapter 2, verse 17 and 18, the people said, "Let us rise up and build." That was a coordinated, a cooperative commitment to carry out the work of God. And that's one of the things that I believe is necessary and needed today. We need to say, "Let us rise up and build." Nehemiah challenged the people to follow him, to build the wall. One of the problems that I find, ladies and gentlemen, if I might just throw in this little nugget, one of the major problems today is when you have conservative Christian pastoral leadership, so many do not want to say, "Let us rise up and build." They have the decision and mindset, go my own way, do my own thing, and I do not have to follow the leadership of the local New Testament church. We find the fragmentation of Christians that's allowing the enemy to come in, tear down, and destroy. And with Nehemiah and his 49,952 workers, there was a conspiracy that was taking place to destroy the work and destroy the people. But ladies and gentlemen, Nehemiah said, "Our God shall fight for us." Ladies and gentlemen, today we have enemies that are surrounding us, enemies that are conspiring, ladies and gentlemen, secretly planning to stop God's people and tear down God's work. We find the democratic, demonic, deceitful workers, ladies and gentlemen, along local level, state level, and national level. And may I say this, and then Dr. Davis and I'll bound it about a little and get back to the fundamentals of what we want to say today. Ladies and gentlemen, Kamala Harris and her co-conspirators, Tim Walz, the demonic Democrats, at this very moment have conspired. Hear me. They've conspired to, and I could go on and on today. Time won't allow us to get into all of the conspiracies of their plans, but they've conspired to destroy our liberties, destroy our freedom of speech, destroy our right to keep and bear arms. They're planning to take control of all of the branches of government. Listen, if you don't believe that, just look at Joe Biden's administration for almost 4 years. Everything that he's done was by fiat, by executive order, and by going in and tweaking regulations and not going through the House and the Senate to pass legislation. We're living under a dictatorship at the very moment, ladies and gentlemen, by a leftist on the left. And by the way, I find it fascinating that the mouthpiece for the socialist Marxist agenda for the past almost 4 years, the same socialist Marxist people, the elitist within the convention, pushed Joe out. pushed him out on his noodle. And here we are now with Kamala Harris and Tim Walz trying to remake themselves and trying to re-identify themselves, rebrand themselves, so that the average citizen, as some used to call it, the low informational voters, will simply say, well, they talk good, they look good, and they promise to give me something. The old cliche, there's the promise of a chicken in every pot and a pot to cook it in. And as a result of that, multitudes today believe the lie and will surrender our liberties for the lie. That's where we're going today. We're going to look at what is happening with the destruction of the morals and ethics and values in our nation in this movement today, in this election cycle today. And then the question boils down, how should we then live? What should we do? How should we respond? As Christians, what ought we to do? And I'm going to tell you in advance, we need to recognize we're in a battle. We need to get armored up for the battle. And God's word gives us the full armor that we need to put on. And then we need to stand and not run, not bow, not bend, but stand for truth. Dr. Davis, thank you for being here. It's always a delight to, as I look forward to our dialogue and discussion each week on spiritual things and giving instructions, directions, and information about what is happening and then what we should do and how I should respond. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much, Dr. Youngblood, and I just want to thank God for allowing me to be here on today. Amen. I do want to say good morning to my bride of 38 years and all of my family and friends that are listening on today. And I do want to say good morning again to a special person, a couple of special people that I had a chance to communicate with and meet on last week down in St. Mary's, Georgia.
Amen.
Mayor John Morrissey, and I believe the young lady is his secretary, Ms. Leanne Howard, and I invited them to listen to our program, not just today, but every day, weekly, on a weekly basis, if you get a chance. So we thank God for all of you today that are a part of the listening audience. But the one thing I do want to say, Dr. Youngblood, and I'm so glad that this convention is over.
Yes.
Because now the fantasy is over. Everything that they spoke about from their platform is a fantasy. It doesn't exist.
That's right. That's right.
In fact, when I went to the book of Galatians chapter 3, the Spirit spoke out in my mind that what they said and the way that they were trying, the direction that they were trying to get it to go.
Yes.
Let me put it that way. No wonder you couldn't listen to it, just like I did, because it has a bewitching effect.
That's right.
Paul said, "O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth?"
That's a good statement.
Now, if we had sat down and absorbed the lies, lies always have a bewitching effect.
That's right.
If you continue on listening to lies, lies have a way of making you reject the truth insofar as much as you will start believing the lie to be the truth.
Right.
Now, God's word speaks about that in the book of Romans chapter 1, how they changed the truth of God into a lie.
Right.
And worship the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forevermore.
That's right.
This is the direction that they are going. Now, Christians, we're saved. Now, if you tell me you're saved, I'm going to hold you to it.
Amen. It's a good statement.
Now, we need to understand that we don't need to get to a point in this world that we're living in, because the Bible says that we are living in the world. We are not of the world.
Right.
We should not get to a point to where we get so attached to this world to where we expect righteous action from the world system.
That's right.
Now, let me say this, because we talked about this a few weeks back, and I think it'll come into the discussion today. We can do something about that, because we who have the Spirit of God and are saved can influence the way that things go. Number one, by 1 Timothy chapter 2, I believe it is, say, pray for those who are in authority.
That's right, that we might live a quiet and peaceable life.
Amen. Now, if you're not praying,
that's right,
you don't have a reason to complain, because you're not doing your job.
That's right.
And then the next thing we can do, which is so great, and we talked about this too, is that you can run for the office and get in there to where you can have a direct effect.
That's right. A Christian effect.
Right, right. As to the way that things are going in our lives today.
That's right.
So, again, I mean, I've heard so many people talk and complain about They don't like the way this is going. They don't like the way that's going. Okay, the only way that the world is going to know what's right, you got to do it.
You got it.
As a Christian. Mm-hmm. Either by way of voting, vetting the candidate. I we can get into this thing all day long. Because so many times, Christians make the worst mistakes by going with the flow. Sometimes we go by tradition, the way that mama and daddy did it back in the day, and so forth and so on, what they believe, what they did, how they conducted themselves. Well, okay, some of that tradition is good in its own place. Some tradition.
That's right.
But a lot of tradition was done in error.
That's right.
It was based on limited knowledge. Mm-hmm. But I thank God that the way that our older people, the older generation, loved God and trusted in him, though they had a limited knowledge of him, God blessed them according to their beliefs. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason why he kept bringing them out and delivering them, because he knew that sooner or later a better day was coming, especially for the offspring. That's us.
That's right.
We're still less than 100 years
old. Amen, that's right.
So we're looking for greater things to come because of the prayers of our ancestors, your mother and my mother. I thought about this the other day. Mother Davis and Mother Youngblood must be in heaven rejoicing right now.
That's right.
Look at what our sons are doing.
Amen.
Praise God. Because if the parents don't go to church, if they stay away from getting the proper knowledge that they need, either on the educational level or on the religious level, whatever, to allow you to make the right choices that will bring a positive effect in your life, then guess what? The children will be raised up in unrighteousness.
Absolutely.
Because they'll be ignorant, not knowing the way, uninformed.
Amen.
And this is not the way that God wants us to be. So then, getting back to my first point, the bewitching, the fantasy is over now. It's time for them to hit the ground running. And let's bring some of those things to pass that you said, that you preached about from your platform.
That's right.
Because if a lot of these things were so, what you were saying, we wouldn't see so much trouble with the economy.
Right.
We wouldn't see immigration and all these other things so far out of hand.
Right.
There's so many other things that we can directly connect to.
Absolutely.
That you don't necessarily have to look at the news, Dr. Youngblood.
Right.
We used to talk about it in other countries, but it's happening right before
right
your
here
face.
Now. And Dr. Davis, one of the things you touched on that triggered the thought in my mind, Kamala keeps saying the first day, this is what I'll do, the first day in office. She's been in office almost 1,300 days.
I don't know if people realize that.
When is there going to be a first day, a first time? And right now she's trying to backtrack and trying to make everything look like it's, as I call it, just coming up like roses, and it is not at all. But they're circumventing the truth, and this is the reason this broadcast today, that we need to know the truth, and the truth's going to make us free according to the Word of God.
Well,
it is necessary for us to stand on truth.
If you consider the prestige now that she has been granted,
yes,
because she couldn't be displaced. They really wanted to displace her.
Oh, that's right.
They didn't want her to run for president.
Did not want it, but they could. They could not hold on to the $150-200 million that had been donated for the Biden administration and the Biden campaign. And according to the Federal Election Commission, they cannot keep the money unless Kamala Harris stayed in that race.
So that
was the only reason.
Again, let's consider that high wave that she's riding. Oh, man, she's on a mighty high right now.
That's right.
Because I'm sure that from day one, when she was chosen, she wasn't elected
That's right.
to be vice president.
That's right.
She was handpicked.
That's right.
Okay.
By the elitist.
All right. Now, listen. From the day that she got handpicked to be in the position where she is now, she never beyond her wildest dream ever considered that the time or the opportunity might come for her to actually be running for president.
That's right.
So think about where she's at.
Where she is. It is all a fiat. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go to the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes, sir. Go ahead with your question.
She's really not American, so I'll say it like that. And what she stands for is so that people don't really look and realize that when she spoke, all the things she did was talk about what I call the president. Our president. Hello?
I'm here. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Yeah. She's talking about our president. Because I still call him president.
Yeah, is she? In fact, you noticed, and again, I didn't listen to the watch the whole DNC. I could not stomach it, to be honest with you. So I had to watch little bits and pieces to be able to digest it. But they kept referring to Donald Trump and that if he gets into office, he's going to remain in office. He's going to refuse to leave. He'll become a dictator. They're not going. In fact, the facts are today that I have read in research material that 57% of the Democrat elitists say that if Donald Trump is elected, they will not certify his election. Hear that? They will not certify his election. In fact, back in 2016, when Trump was elected, they did not want to certify his election. And one of the key leaders that in the House, one of the key leaders that led out in the two attempted impeachments of Donald Trump has already said that he will not, they will not allow the certification of Trump's election, et cetera, et cetera. And every time they talk about something, and talking about our president, as you call it, President Donald J. Trump, they talk about he's lying, he's lying. Yet there's no fact checkers in the socialist Marxist media that will fact check anything that Kamala Harris says, Tim Walz says, or Joe Biden, anything that he says. But it's always that Trump is lying. And yet, in fact, on the DNC, when Biden spoke, I think they counted, the real fact-checking counted that he lied 28 times in his few minutes speech with the DNC. 28 times. Yet you didn't hear that coming from anybody on the left or the right trying to challenge that. But the main thing, Kenneth, that we're talking about today is we recognize all that you're saying, all that we're saying, all that Dr. Davis is saying. We recognize the reality of that, and it's called a demonic battle. It is a battle that's being fought. So the question is, how should we then live? What should we do as Christians? What ought we to do? Because let's face it, we're in the battle. And when you look at Ephesians chapter 6, and we'll talk about that further in a moment. When you look at Ephesians chapter 6, though, we need to recognize two or three things. That is, that we are withstanding, we're standing against evil. We're standing against evil. It is pure, unadulterated evil that we're standing against. We need to stand against it, and we need to do so fully armored with the armor that God gives us in Ephesians, the sixth chapter. If we do not get fully armored and stand facing the enemy, recognize that we're in a battle, we will be destroyed as a people and as a nation. America's so what gone. Say you?
I'm saying America will be gone.
Yes, absolutely.
America will be gone, and I don't understand these people. I think when they had their little thing going on, I call it a thing going on. And I'm like, and you got these big screens and stuff. And like you said, I couldn't take but 5 minutes to look at their profile. And then all the things she did, she didn't talk about our economy, the borders, or anything like that. She blaming everything on Trump.
Everything on Trump, and yet she's the one that's been in office for 4 years. Does that make sense?
Right.
talking about not being able to watch it, I just watched little tidbits. I had to just watch little tidbits at the time. It's kind of like taking castor oil of yesteryear. The old parents would do that, give you castor oil for anything that was wrong with you, and that's supposed to heal and cure everything. And so castor oil is bad, so you couldn't tolerate more than just a small amount at the time. And that's the way I viewed listening to or watching the DNC. Kenneth, ask you one question and let you go. What is it you think that we need to do as Christians and conservatives? If you had just one sentence of instructions for us, what would you say we need to do today?
Well, we need to stop, pray, and vote.
Absolutely, brother. That's a good summarization of
Amen.
It. Thank you so much for your call, and God bless you. We need to keep looking up in the recognition that our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today. Our God shall fight for us. We can talk about the battle. We can talk about all of the nuances of the battle. We can talk about all of the enemies that we're faced with. We can talk about the end result lest we do something. But the bottom line is we need to recognize as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, that God will fight for us. But there's some prerequisites that and some principles that we need to adhere to. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.